Scrimy, Help Me, Heal Me, written by Safely Capricious and read by Flower Parish. This is a DCU Comics fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Tim Drake / Connor Kent / Jason Todd. It is an urban fantasy fic featuring magical bond, non-human Connell, and magical healing.
Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my call when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me?
Mind, heart, soul. That's what the book said. That was all the book said. Which was deeply annoying because Tim was trying to find a cure for whatever new thing was wrong with Jason. What wasn't wrong with Jason, really? And this certainly wasn't helping. He tapped his fingers against the page for a long moment before shutting it. He'd scryed, and that had told him the answer would be in the book. So he was still batting about one success every four in scrying, apparently. Ugh. He let out a slow breath, easy and controlled, and then threw the empty jar at his elbow at the floor as hard as he could. The glass broke and danced across the floor, shards hanging suspended in the air for a moment, before a hollow thunk sounded and the pieces rushed back together, reforming perfectly in an instant before clinking against the floor. "So, no answer then?" Con asked, lounging against the doorframe, toes a few inches from the ground. "I'll figure it out." Tim bit back the urge to kick at the jar. It wasn't to blame for the repair spell that had been placed on the premises, or for the fact that the lack of destruction was worse than the sweeping that would have been the alternative. "I have to figure it out." Con hummed in agreement before straightening up and wrapping a hand around the back of Tim's neck. Tim didn't resist the pull, and let himself rest for a moment, forehead against the warm silk on Con's chest underneath the leather jacket he always wore. "Of course you will," he said, pressing a kiss to the top of Tim's head. "You've got the brain. Just tell me what I need to fetch or whatever." Tim let himself rest there, let the hands running up and down his back take some of the tension from him, let the solid and reliable sound of Con's heart beating beneath his breastbone soothe some of his anxiety about what... "Heart!" he said, pulling back so fast the top of his head impacted Con's chin with unfortunate force. "Oh, feather-plucking plants, ow!" He rubbed the top of his head, even as Con deliberately and obviously probed around his own mouth to see if he'd taken any damage. "You're the heart," he exclaimed, once the sting had subsided somewhat. Con stared at him like he'd grown horns to match the ones curling out of Con's own head. Probably good he hadn't, or the accidental headbutt would have hurt even more. "I'm the heart." "You're the heart," Tim agreed, before rushing back to his table and pulling the book that had pissed him off so much earlier back towards him. The answer was there. He'd been right. He just hadn't been thinking, which was stupid, because obviously he should know, but... "Yeah, I don't know what that means," Con pointed out, grabbing the jar off of the floor and putting it on the table, just in time for Tim to grab it and start to pour some sage into it. He needed sage and cedar, and some clean spring water. From that spring up in the cave, not the one by the waterfall. And something from the city as well. Brick? Yeah, brick would probably work. "Can you get Jason?" "Not right now," Tim corrected, clearly not paying much attention now to anything outside of his book. "But after you get me the spring water, from the cave, and like half a brick from as close to the center of Gotham as you can get it. And do you have another silk shirt I can use?" Tim could see Con rub the bridge of his nose in his periphery, but honestly, it wasn't important, so he'd ignore it. "And then once I bring you those things, I should get Jason," Con asked, long-suffering. "Yeah, like 5 minutes, maybe 10 after." Tim dropped a match into the bottle and was pleased when the flame went bright white and then black and then out. Yeah, this was going to work. "It smells like shit in here," Jason said, as soon as he limped into Tim's workroom, Con literally hovering at his side. Jason looked even worse than he had that morning. The bags under his eyes had doubled, but the rest of his face looked bloodless. His foot clearly hadn't healed, even with Alfred's attempts, based on the limp. Even his hair was dull. "Don't blame the room for the smell you brought," Tim said, even as he rounded the table, brandishing a jar of oddly shimmering liquid and the torn remains of Khan's silk shirt wrapped around a cinnamon stick. "Get undressed." "Ex-fucking-excuse me?" Jason said, leaning back too far, too fast on his foot, but then Khan was there, stopping him from toppling. "You're the soul," Tim pointed out, putting the jar and handmade paintbrush down so he could start to unbuckle Jason from his clothes. "Khan is the heart, I'm the mind." "You've lost your mind, hey!" Jason slapped at his hands, but then Tim just grabbed a bit of flesh and twisted, and Jason was yelping and trying to kick at him and actually falling, and in catching him, Khan managed to pin his arms and... "Why the fuck are you taking my pants off? What the shit?" "I also have questions," Khan said, trying to set Jason back on his feet, even as Tim pulling Jason's clothes off interfered with that. "You also have to get undressed," Tim pointed out as he tried to pull Jason's shirt over his head and got bitten for his troubles. "What's wrong with you?" he asked, shaking Jason's shirt in Jason's face. "What's wrong with me? Are you fucking serious right now?" Jason at least looked a little better with some outrage on his face, even if his eyes weren't flashing as much as they should have been from the excitement. "Give me my shirt back." But even as Jason reached for it, Tim threw it over his shoulder and then started stripping out of his own clothes, which caused Jason to gape. Khan, long-suffering, went to shut and lock the door before carefully taking his clothes off and folding them neatly onto one of the chairs. "You can have your shirt back later," Tim said, before pointing at a triangle in a circle he'd painstakingly drawn on the floor. "Get in there." Jason seemed a little unsure where to look, honestly, and his gaze did not follow the pointing finger, but was instead dancing over where Tim stood, now naked, and where Khan was almost completely bare. He managed, his throat clicking slightly. "What is going on?" "We're going to save your life," Tim said, the "duh" heavily implied. Khan, on the other hand, just shrugged, but came to help Jason limp into the circle. Tim grabbed the paint and brush again and stepped into the triangle in a circle with them. Instantly, the wards went up with a whoosh of air and a crackle of electricity. Jason's spine straightened and he stared straight up. He'd always been better at seeing the meat of magic, and whatever he was seeing must have been something, because he didn't even flinch when Tim started to draw the necessary lines on his skin. There weren't a lot to do, thankfully. After all, it wasn't really about making a spell, just about acknowledging what was already true and using that to heal the venom that was slowly killing Jason. Turning away from him, he began to paint onto Khan, who did flinch back and hiss, "It's cold," but held himself still enough. He got the simple lines on himself easily enough, and then reached for Khan's hand and Jason's, and with a nod, Khan was grabbing Jason's other hand and... "What do you mean we've been dating for 3 months?" Jason asked later, once the paint, which had honestly smelled kind of bad, had been washed off and his injuries, now healing normally, had been rebandaged. "You fed us," Khan mumbled into Jason's shoulder. "You showed up in the middle of my patrol and wouldn't leave me alone and followed me home and literally raided my fridge," Jason protested, but his hand was still carding carefully through Tim's hair and he hadn't shaken Khan off. "And you let us," Tim confirmed. "And you're both insane." "All three of us," Tim corrected, his magic humming away happily with both his other halves there with him, healing and home. "Yeah," Jason agreed after a moment. "All three of us." The end. Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my call when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I